Number 110. Hell hath no fury. Celebrate, disturbers of the peace. Writer, editor, historian, man of the world, Harold Evans had problems with the movie Aviator. Not the acting or cinematography, but his insistent belief that the lead role in the saga of the airline revolution belonged not to Howard Hughes, but to Pan Am boss Juan Trippi, who, among other things, was the driving force behind the introduction of the Boeing 747. Evans makes a good case. Quote, "What drove Trippi? A fury that the future was always being hijacked by people with smaller ideas, by his first partners who did not want to expand airmail routes, by nations that protected flag carriers with subsidies, by the elitists who regarded flight like luxury liners as a privilege that should be enjoyed only by the few, by the cartel operators who rigged prices. The democratization he effected was as real as Henry Ford's. I believe that the mother of almost all innovation is fury. Abiding anger at the way things are, coupled with an irrational, statistically inappropriate, determination to beat back the innumerable protectors of the status quo and find and implement a better way. The launch of the Boeing 747 is one big chapter, the building of the Panama Canal is another, but typically so is the rollout of a revolutionary new mentoring program in a 16-person HR department. There are 1,000 articles and dozens of books on the sources of innovation, and as far as I'm concerned, they are all pretty much baloney. Yes, as far as I'm concerned, there's one and only one source of innovation, fury, or seriously pissed off people, as I prefer more bluntly to put it. An innovator's life, almost regardless of the size of the innovation, people fight the small ones almost as tenaciously as the large ones, is pure hell. All guardians of the status quo are her enemies. That includes about 100% of her bosses, those appointed stalwart custodians of the way we do things around here. Why is fury required? Simple and practical. In order to survive the onslaught of these powerful guardians of yesterday and come out on the other end intact, she has to be really pumped up 100% of the time and equipped with very thick skin indeed. That is, really truly pissed off with the way things are. What's the operational message here? If you're a boss aiming for big change, begin the search today for the pissed off people. They're always there and often in hiding. If the recession forces cuts, don't automatically, as one company disastrously did, use it as an opportunity to weed out the so-called misfits as labeled by prior HR reviews. Innovation in the company you toss such sorts out dried up, and dried up is not too strong a phrase. When you hire, look for clear evidence of instances that a prospect is taking the heat as she pursued something important. If all references say she's easy to get along with, well, worry about that. Beware in general of people who agree with you 97% of the time and 100% of the time when the issue's important. Professional suck-ups have little time or energy left to pursue innovation. Bottom line, all innovation comes from fury. Hire fury, find fury, give fury room to disturb the peace. Can this go too far? Of course it can. But the problem in 9 out of 9.3 cases is not going far enough. So I strongly suggest that you err on the side of collecting those furious ones. Most companies, almost all companies, inevitably slide downhill sooner than one would imagine. And one big reason is the failure to keep bringing misfits aboard, or the unwillingness of misfits to accept job offers because of the perceived futility of attempting to do new things.